This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, one of my loyal listeners, Keith, says that, who's in Michigan, by the way, says that John James, who's a black Republican running for U.S. Senate out there in Michigan, is holding a campaign rally with Kid Rock and Donald Trump Jr. in Pontiac, Michigan. And we've had him on before, John James. He's the all-American story. He's a military hero. He's a businessman. He's a handsome guy. He's a charismatic guy. He's got a lot of energy. He's going to be a rock and roll star, you know, of the Republican Party, if all goes well, if he can win this Senate seat in Michigan. So we'll see where John James goes. If this is a wave type of year, there's going to be a lot of people brought in by that wave, by that tide. And so let's hope John James is one of them. Thank you, Keith, for bringing that to my attention. There's 50 states, and it's hard to pay attention to everything. But Michigan's a winnable state. It is. It leans Democrat, but not bad. Just slightly. And it went for Donald Trump in the last election. And there's been a Republican governor the last several years. So there's no reason why you can't elect a good Republican in Michigan to the U.S. Senate, but especially a charismatic, telegenic black Republican, former war hero. I mean, just the guy is an all-American guy. And he's doing a concert with Kid Rock and Donald Trump Jr. Good stuff. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. The show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They're a great company. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So the state of Texas trusts them and chose them to run their state version of Fort Knox. So you know you can trust them. They help hundreds of thousands of people a year to buy and sell and learn about precious metals. Give them a call. Ask them about the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Great deals to be had at U.S. Gold Bureau by telling them the name Wayne Root. 800-885-GOLD. They love you when you say the name Wayne Root. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. If you've never bought gold before, buy from them. If you've collected on a regular basis, tell them the best deals you'll get from others, and they will match them or beat them. 800-885-GOLD. All right. Call-in number for the show is 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. 833-927-8255. I've got a commentary that's coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's a short one, and it's very Nevada-oriented, but I think all of you should hear it. It kind of applies to every state in this country, the kind of candidates running in every state. And my big flagship station in the whole country is still KBET in Las Vegas. We've just got the whole town listing, so it's very important you hear this. The three most important races in America is how I titled this this column for Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. The three most important races in America. It's my last column at the Review Journal before I become nationally syndicated. My next column on Sunday in the RJ will go all across the United States. So they always need to be very nationally oriented. This one is my last column, so it's my last local oriented one. The three most important races in America. It's all falling into place perfectly for the GOP nationally. There is no blue wave. There isn't even a blue trickle. I predict a red storm. Democrats have no one to blame but themselves. Your behavior towards Brett Kavanaugh has turned off middle-class America. A new CNN poll shows independents disapprove of Democrats' handling of the Kavanaugh nomination by a landslide 28-point margin. That's independents. You've killed yourselves with your radical rage and hate speech, or as young people might put it, hashtag political suicide. There are three races right here in Nevada that I believe are the three most important in the nation. These three races will determine the future of both America and the great state of Nevada. The first race for governor of Nevada. This one is life or death for our state and our children's future. I escaped from California, the land of suffocating taxes and regulations, hatred for business owners, and an obscene love for illegal aliens, felons, and welfare queens. The streets are filled with homeless and feces and used heroin needles for a reason. California is what happens when you put wacky liberals like Jerry Moonbeam Brown in charge. I don't want Nevada to become California East, but Nevada is lost if we elect Steve Shady Sisolak as governor. He will rubber stamp every reckless anti-business, anti-middle class law passed by our Democrat legislature. And worst of all, Shady Sisolak doesn't even bother to hide his desire to pay for all these California-like spending programs by taking the cap off property taxes. Can you imagine what that would do to the people of this state, to the homeowners, to the seniors? Elect Swampy Sisolak, and your property taxes will double or triple. I predicted the exact same thing if Obamacare passed, and I was on the money. My health insurance was $500 a month, B.O., before Obama, and skyrocketed to $2,000 a month after Obamacare. Are you ready to lose your home if Sisolak is elected, when your property taxes double or triple or quadruple? It's Adam Laxalt, or it's the end of Nevada. Race number two is the U.S. Senate race here in Nevada. And what just happened with the Kavanaugh nomination, it's clear that every GOP vote counts, every single one of them. Speaking of California, having Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen as our senators is a carbon copy of Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris of California. God help us. We must reelect Dean Heller as U.S. Senator here in Nevada to avoid becoming California East of the U.S. Senate. Perhaps most important of all is electing my dear friend Danny Tarkanian to the U.S. Congress. Danny's a great conservative and the finest person I've ever met in politics. The reason the liberal attacks are so vicious and frequent against Danny is because he scares the heck out of the D.C. swamp. Danny will fight the entrenched interests. He will always stand up for the middle class in Nevada. Danny is Nevada's Trump, which is why President Trump stands so strongly behind Danny Tarkanian. Danny's opponent slanders him the same way the vicious radical left slandered Brett Kavanaugh. They make up lies. They claim Danny took $700,000 from his children's charity. Actually, he took a humble annual salary of $44,000 a year over 15 years of giving his heart and soul to the children of Nevada. Can you imagine making up a lie like that? Meanwhile, Danny's opponent's nonprofit has taken millions of dollars from taxpayers, and this year alone took $1.6 million away from the Clark County School District. Some charity. Don't you love liberals? They have charities that literally take all their money from the public trough. Danny's victory could determine whether Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters control the U.S. House. Vote for my great friend Danny Tarkanian and drag 20 of your closest friends to the polls. Adam Laxalt, Dean Heller, and Danny Tark are the choices to save Nevada and save America. There's my commentary coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America. And almost every commentary I write gets picked up by RealClearPolitics.com, which has the 15 top commentaries or columns in the country each day. And mine make it almost every single time. Thank you, Real Clear Politics, for appreciating the significance of the things I write as I lead this battle against these commies, socialists, and Marxists. Same people I met at Columbia University, all commies. They all said they were commies. They bragged they were commies. They were proud they were commies. They hated America. They hated white people. They were all white, by the way. All guilty, white, little, rich, spoiled brat liberals who hated white people because they were embarrassed that they were born rich with a silver spoon in their mouth. And so that's the fight that I lead, the working class, blue collar, son of a butcher against all these rich, spoiled brats who had everything I didn't as a kid, and yet I wound up loving America, and they wound up hating it because of guilt. And so what I write gets picked up all over this country, and Real Clear was the start of it, and now Creator Syndicate has chosen my column for national syndication, and starting with next Sunday's column, it'll be syndicated in newspapers all over the United States. Thank you, Creator Syndicate. Mayor de Blasio, speaking of communists, signs a law establishing a third gender for New York City birth certificates. This is how sick liberals are, how mentally ill liberals are. It's one thing to argue that, you know, you're a grown man or woman, and you're a woman in a man's body, you're a man trapped in a woman's body, and you need to spend $150,000, and you join the Navy, and you want the United States government to pay the $150,000 for your hormone therapy and then gender transfer. So, you know, you have a penis implanted on your vagina. That's, in my opinion, mentally ill. That's mental illness. And that's one thing. Okay? And my problem with it is you could go do it. Do it if you want, but use your own money. You have no right to do it in prison with my tax money. You have no right to join the military and do it in the military. They don't join the military transgenders because they're heroes. They join them because they want to sit in a foxhole and take bullet shots. No, they don't do that. They don't take fire in a foxhole. They don't let bombs burst around them. What heroes, what brave men and women. No, transgenders join the military because they want our taxpayer money to pay for their $150,000 mental choice, mental illness choice. That's why they join the military. So Donald Trump was right in trying to keep transgenders out of the military, if only because, A, it destroys morale, because I don't want to sit in a foxhole with a guy with breasts wearing high heels. Sorry. So, you know, no thanks. I don't need transgenders in foxholes. But number two, the main reason is they're there to spend $150,000 of our money. But okay, forget all that for a minute. I'm actually quite liberal on issues like this. You want to be transgender other than spending my taxpayer money, which I will not allow you to do, but go ahead, be transgender. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm from New York City, right? I grew up around New York City. I grew up in New York City. I lived in New York City. I went to college for 4 years in New York City. I don't really care what you do. Be a swaggering gay. Be a happy butch lesbian. Be transgender. You know, transfer your vagina or your penis. I really don't care. That's your business. As long as you don't spend taxpayer money. But liberals always take it too far. So Mayor de Blasio wants to have third genders for New York City birth certificates. How can you not be a man or a woman or a boy or a girl on the day you're born? Who makes that decision for you? Because God made you a boy or a girl. It's very simple. You mixed up crazy, mentally ill, whack job liberals. You can't be born an it. You're either a man or a woman. If you want to claim you're confused when you reach the age of 28, okay, you're confused. Good. Go see a psychiatrist and then have a sex change operation. Not at my cost. But don't try and confuse a brand new baby. It's either a boy or a girl, you idiots. When we get back, I'll tell you exactly what Mayor de Blasio is doing in whack job liberal New York City. Crazy liberals. Out of their minds. Out of their gourds. We'll be right back. People drive me crazy. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night. Two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Thank you to Synagenics for sponsoring the show and for making Wayne Root great again. It's kind of a Donald Trump campaign theme, right? Making Wayne Root great again. When I started with Synagenics, I thought I looked and felt pretty damn good for a 57-year-old guy. Actually, technically, when I started, I was 56, but I turned 57 in the middle of the ad campaign. But I didn't. You know, I went in and I had the test done, and they said, you know what? You need to lose 10 pounds, and you need to get more physically fit, and the exercise you're doing is not working. You do not have perfect lung capacity, and you are pre-diabetic, and you're insulin resistant, and your cholesterol's high. And I was like, what? I was shocked. You know, did you ever see that movie? What? I was just absolutely shocked. And guess what? They taught me how to eat differently, and they taught me how to exercise differently, and they taught me about hormone therapy, and they taught me how to take different vitamins, and the results have been unbelievable. My pre-diabetes is gone. I'm no longer insulin resistant. I no longer have high cholesterol. I no longer have low testosterone. I have high testosterone. No longer have low HGH, human growth hormone. I have high human growth hormone. I reversed every problem. I eat more than I've ever eaten in my life, and yet I've lost 10 pounds, and I've actually gained a lot of muscle. Amazing. amazing. For your free, no obligation consultation, tell them you want the Wayne Root lube job. You know, look under the hood and fine tune the engine and change the oil for Wayne Root, and do it for me too. Your free, no obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER, toll free anywhere in the USA. 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, or register at Synagenix.com. That's Synagenix.com. Genix. Synagenix.com. Free, no obligation consultation. 21 clinics all over the United States. They can make you great again. So I told you I'd finish up about Mayor de Blasio. So it'll be celebrated by millions of New Yorkers, no doubt, as an important milestone in the city's march towards a more inclusive future. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio signed into law a bill today that will make it easier for transgender individuals and others who don't ascribe to one of the traditional genders to make sure their correct gender identity is reflected on their birth certificate and other identifying documents. The bill creates a third gender X that can now be listed in the place of male or female on birth certificates. De Blasio signed the bill at a ceremony flanked by his wife. Is his wife really his wife, or perhaps she is his male husband? These people are so confusing to me. I don't know what they are. Is your wife a man? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't know. First Lady Shirlane McGray. Maybe she used to be a man. And a host of LGBTQXYZ activists. I added the XYZ. Several of whom spoke at the signing. One trans activist said, well, the bill might seem like a small change. For trans and non-binary individuals, it's monumental. What does that mean to be a non-binary individual? You people think way too hard. Let me tell you. You're either born with a penis or you're not. If you're born with one, you're a guy. If you're not, you're a girl. What is binary versus non-binary? What is trans versus non-trans? It's just all weird. And you're talking to a conservative Republican who's always been pro-gay rights. But you make things too weird, guys. You're ruining everything. This guy says we won't longer need a doctor to decide what we know in our identity. We won't have to be out again and again. I don't know what they're even talking about. McGray celebrated the law, saying it would help more LGBTQ, as I always say, XYZ individuals live with dignity. Now New Yorkers will be able to have birth certificates that reflect and affirm who they are and go through life with the same dignity, said First Lady Shirlane McGray. So I guess what this means, as opposed to my rant in the last segment, is not that on the day you're born, they're going to make believe you're not a boy or a girl. I'm guessing that what it means is now that you've changed what you are, they're going to let you go back and change your birth certificate. Am I getting that right? This new law was introduced by Council Speaker Corey Johnson, will also allow transgender city dwellers to change their designation to the correct gender without documentation from a nurse or a doctor. It was intended to make it easier for transgenders to obtain a birth certificate that reflects their gender identity while creating a third option for people who reject the gender binary. Are you as confused as me and as angry as me at how ridiculous this all is? It's the stupidest thing. Now you don't need a doctor to tell you who you are, one of these people says. And you shouldn't need a doctor to change your birth certificate to reflect your true self. Johnson said last month when the bill was first passed by the council. Some people don't want to check off male or female, and this is going to give them that third option. What's more, children under the age of 18 will be able to make these changes without their parents' consent. I swear to God, I am pro-gay rights. I swear to God, and gay marriage never bothered me, and reading this makes me want to vomit. So you don't think this is a bridge too far? You don't think you've gone too far when you lose the Wayne Roots of the world? When I try and be the nice guy, and I'm on your team, and I don't mind, you go do what you want to do in your own bedroom. I don't care. This is just weird. This is strange. And no one's going to go for it. And people are going to vote Republican like never before. Watch.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael strengthened to a Category 3 storm over the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday. The storm is expected to hit Florida's panhandle sometime Tuesday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham on what scares him about this storm.
Yeah, a couple things here. So it's going to be a wind event for sure. But at the same time, you still have this heavy rain. But there's something else I'm really worried about here when you look at this storm. This is a very vulnerable part of the Gulf of Mexico when it comes to the storm surge. And if you look at the shape of the coast, you get these little areas that are shaped like that. The water just gets trapped and it can't go anywhere. So the water piles up. And the other part is right along the coast is very shallow. So what happens is that water piles up really quick. 8 to 12 feet of inundation is just absolutely staggering.
A teenager in Oregon is suing McDonald's over hot water being served at an unreasonably dangerous temperature. The teen is suing for $1.6 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. As all of you know, I've been listening to the show from almost the very beginning. This advertiser has been with me from almost the first day. There is a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. The host of the show is a member of Liberty Health Share. My whole family is a member. My kids are members. I made a phone call this morning, by the way, to Liberty Health Share to ask them about my son who had a broken leg and what we've gotten reimbursed. And they've written quite a few checks to us. They've done a great job, and I thank Liberty Health Share for taking care of Hudson's broken leg. So good stuff. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why let other people tell you what's best for your health care? You don't want to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Healthcare. The Health Share. Take back control. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I enrolled my four kids. I enrolled my entire family. I enrolled myself. If it's good enough for Wayne Root, that's an endorsement for all of you. Call Liberty toll-free nationwide, 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty Healthshare, for sponsoring the show and signing the front of checks to make it a free show to listen to for all of you on the radio. We've got our guest here, James Herson, every Tuesday afternoon. He's New York Times bestselling author and law professor. Expertise is in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com. Hey, James, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Wayne, how are you?
Good. I don't assume you sit around listening to my whole show, so I assume you didn't listen to my last segment, but I wanted to mention something to you that I just find so weird. I happen to be as conservative as I am, and I'm very conservative. I'm very Donald Trump-like on most issues, or Ronald Reagan-like, or Jack Kemp-like on economic issues, but on social issues, I'm very reasonable. You know, I grew up in the Hollywood TV business. You know, I've starred in shows, and I've been an anchorman on national shows, and I've written shows, and I've produced shows, reality TV shows. So, I mean, I've been around people my whole life were gay, and I couldn't care less. I've always considered myself a pro-gay rights Republican conservative. I didn't mind if gays wanted to get married. But I find it bizarre and weird and a bridge too far that Mayor de Blasio has just signed a law today establishing a third gender for New York City birth certificates. And it's not just trans, it's for non-binary individuals. I don't even know what that means, and I just find it so weird and so strange. If you're going to turn off a guy like me, then there's going to be nobody in the middle class that's going to go with you on this stuff. It's just a bridge too far.
Oh, it's absolutely, look, you know that I live in California among the nuts and the flakes and the craziness out here where we have untold number of genders now. You can't keep track of it. It used to be LBG, then LBGQ, and then LBGQXYZ.
That's what I just joked. I said there's so many letters, it must be NXYZ. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem, you're absolutely right, it's a bridge too far. And for me, okay, I'm the same as you. I'm a conservative, but I felt that the gay movement left when they went into same-sex marriage. They had a really good thing going with civil unions. I thought civil unions was a way to to solve the issue and have common ground. And then, so once we went into this, and it is the law of the land now, but then it was just a matter of time before the cross-dressers and the transsexuals and the non-binary sexuals and really polygamists and all of the restrictions that we place on marriage and the family would be up for grabs. And here's the problem. The traditional notion of marriage and the family is a bedrock of civilization. It is not just something that's arbitrary. It's something that is an institution that is very important to the fabric of civilization. And so what we're messing with when progressives begin to push that envelope, and we don't even want to talk about all of the strange sexual, really deviant behavior that now that the progressives want to normalize. We can't. And so what it ends up doing is it destroys the public schools. It destroys our institutions, even our prison systems. It destroys the military if we allow it to. And so, yes, there's a point where we have to go back and we have to say, okay, this, as you said, a bridge too far. We're just not going to keep going down this road of essentially lying to ourselves and lying to others. You know, one of the things they accuse conservatives of is being anti-science. You're anti-science. Well, I'm sorry. A science says that gender is defined by chromosomes. It is a physical attribute, and it does not change with mood, just like race doesn't change with mood. I can't change my race based on my mood. So I think we have a long way to go to kind of understand the destruction that's being wreaked upon us by this, and that's just one, you know. But we see it happening on the coasts. We see these crazy kind of laws, but then they start seeping in and moving into the rest of the country.
Well, you know, liberals, you give them an inch, they take a mile every single time. So if you give them gay marriage, then suddenly they want, you know, a dog and a cat to marry a human. And they want people to be, you know, two sexes at the same time. And they want you to be able to just morph from one to the other without a doctor's permit. You could just call yourself the other sex, whatever you want, because you see it in your mind. Just whatever you give them. You give an inch, they want a mile. It's just the way it is. So never give them an inch, because they are never satisfied with the compromise. And they never say thank you. You know, Wayne Root actually went for gay marriage, said, I don't care, just go do it. I don't care. You bothered me so much, go do it. That's not enough for them. Now it's got to be transsexuals, and taxpayers got to pay for their surgery, and they got to be in the military, and it's just weird stuff. Weird stuff. All right.
You know, your nickname is apropos for this period we're in when we follow the whole Kavanaugh debacle. This is a war. We
right.
are at war. And the idea that somehow after that horrible treatment of Brett Kavanaugh and his family and what the Democrats did in their schemes, that somehow we can return to normalcy, that's fantasy, because they're really, the polarization has taken root. See, I'm using all of your names. and so it's, I think it's something, when you said we can't give them an inch, we really can't. We have to fight on every front, because they will. Isn't it amazing now? They're saying they weren't ruthless enough. There's all kinds of articles.
That's the conclusion they drew. They weren't ruthless enough. That is funny. That's one of the funniest conclusions I've ever seen drawn. But, you know, I've seen all the polls, and I got to tell you, James Hurston, I think we're headed for a massive, smashing Republican red victory, and they are going to be so mentally ill the next day. They're going to be wailing in their yoga classes and their shrink offices. They're going to be Pilates classes. They're going to be wailing in pain because they can't believe that America's rejected them again, and they were so certain they had a blue wave coming. I think it's just a massive Republican wave because of the way they treated Kavanaugh. What think you?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that they've overplayed their hand. I think it has really reverberated throughout the country, and I think the polls are distorted because the people on our side of the aisle are hanging up the phone, and they're not really hearing from them, and they really don't know, like they didn't know before 2016, the immense energy that is welling up. And so I think we should all stock up on popcorn for that night, because
yes,
we're going to be watching even more kind of deranged faces on CNN and MSNBC. They're going to be even more apoplectic, more heads exploding. Because they think, really, if you tune into CNN and you listen to their panels, they think it's over. They think they're getting the House. And they're already talking about really outrageous things, in addition to trying to impeach the president, trying to impeach Justice Kavanaugh. They're talking about expanding the United States Supreme Court so they can pack it with liberals. These are the kinds of things openly that they're discussing. So that's only going to help defeat them.
And I assume this is what you're hinting at, James Harrison. Can you imagine what they're saying privately, you know, not in public? Can you imagine the things they actually are going for without telling us? Because even they know it would scare us if they told us. You know, I'm sure, you know, if they were to gain control again, they would pass reparations for black Americans. You want to bet?
I would put absolutely nothing past them. I mean, they're openly talking about abolishing ICE, reinstating all of Obamacare, essentially opening up the borders further, you know, taking away the tax cuts, raising taxes, coming up with new taxes. It's an agenda that would destroy the country.
All right, James Harrison, you hear the music. Hang with us through the break. When we come back, we want to talk about Taylor Swift's pronouncements. Pretty strange stuff that I think will damage your career, and you've got to call them out that you think it could damage your career as well. And then I want to talk about Kanye West heading to lunch with President Trump and the new Gosnell movie that opens on Friday about the abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell and how brutal the murder evidence was. Let's get to all of that when we get back. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. We'll head back with James Harrison in just a second. We got to pay the bills, so we got to let on our wonderful sponsors who are all offering fantastic deals for all of you. They're big fans of the show, they're big fans of Wayne Root, and they're big fans of yours. That's why they advertise with Wayne Allyn-Root. So reward them, be nice to them, listen to them, buy from them, because they are good guys.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network and Newsmax TV coming up in about 8 minutes. In the meantime, we got James Hurston with us, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. He is fabulous. That's why we have him back every Tuesday. My audience loves him. His expertise in the entertainment industry, his website is jameshurston.com. And let's talk quickly about your column, Taylor Swift's politics, in fact, could damage your career. I think a giant mistake. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this in your show many times. If you're a brand, you're a product, you don't insult a significant percentage of your customers. And Taylor Swift wisely, back in 2012, told Time that she didn't like talking politics, that she didn't like the idea of influencing people. And she sounded very mature at the time. She knew about the Dixie Chicks. She knew about people that had hurt their careers. And so she decided just over the weekend to go political. Not only she used her Instagram account to do this, not only did she take positions on a whole host of controversial issues, but she specifically named candidates in Tennessee that she endorsed, particularly Marsha Blackburn's opponent. And it's there's an irony because Taylor Swift considers herself someone that cares about women, and she's going against a female Senate candidate. But in any case, she has had so much pressure to do this from her peers, from the people that she hangs out with, from her entourage, from the people in the entertainment business, but also from the press. There was even a blog that upset Taylor Swift so much. It said that her silence and her imagery in her music video, Look What You Made Me Do, had Nazi imagery, and that she was nurturing a fan base of white supremacists. And this, so her lawyers sent out a cease and desist letter to this blogger, and the ACLU went and defended the blogger. Blogger went against Taylor Swift. There also was a piece in The Guardian that accused Taylor Swift of being a secret Trump supporter, that she was, quote, an envoy of Trump's values, because here she's this massive star. You know, she really is. She has 112 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
She is really huge. So she's got a long way to fall. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. But the fact is, they accused her of her silence being an endorsement for Trump. And Politico had a piece. It was titled, The Weird Campaign to Get Taylor Swift to Denounce Donald Trump. And it talked about these things, where she had been criticized for being apolitical. So that pressure's been on her, peer pressure. The social media, people have attacked her for this. And so I think part of it is she's succumbing, as so many celebrities do, to joining the, you know, jumping on the skateboard with the rest of them.
I get it, I get it.
It's a lemming approach. I think it's going to hurt her. I think her popularity is undoubtedly going to go down because she's insulted at least a good half of her fans. And those younger girls that love her so much, their parents now are offended. And some of those parents are going to say, keep those Taylor Swift downloads out of my house. And so it's not good for Taylor.
Yeah, all these Hollywood people, all these Hollywood types, I know she lives in Nashville, but nonetheless, she's still in showbiz, and she's a Hollywood type, and they're just so hateful and so out of touch. So as an example, Hollywood actor Kendrick Sampson, and by the way, I don't even know who he is. I have no idea what he does, but I know they described him as Hollywood actor Kendrick Sampson, and he must be important because he was addressing a Beto O'Rourke rally in Texas, and he said, don't let these old white people decide our lives for us. You know, and it's like, on one hand, it's not a big deal. Who really gives a crap what you say? He didn't call us a horrible name. But when you say old white people, what if I gave a speech at a Trump rally and said, don't let young black people determine the future of America? You know, I would be pulled off the stage. My career would be ruined. You can't say things like that. So why is it okay to say, don't let old white people, you know, decide our lives for us? Why is that okay in Hollywood? I just don't get it.
No, it's a double standard. There's no question about it. This guy is a young actor. He was in the Vampire Diaries and some other.
You know, I knew you'd know. I knew you'd know. You always know everything about Hollywood.
But in any case, he is basically saying something that we've heard in op-eds after the Kavanaugh hearing, where they were, and even heard it from senators who have talked about the old white men, referring to Republican senators. And it is. It's reverse racism. That's what it is, clearly.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root here with the great James Herson, our Hollywood man, our man with all the Hollywood gossip and Hollywood stories. Not enough time, my man. We wanted to get to Kanye West, didn't. We wanted to get to the Gosnell movie, we didn't. But we'll cover that next Tuesday. Remind me to get to that Gosnell movie next Tuesday, and maybe we still can Kanye West. JamesHerson.com is the website. James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N. Great to have you on every Tuesday, James.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Have a great evening.
You got it. Wayne Allyn Root coming up next. Newsmax TV. Switch to your TV set, channel 349 on DirecTV, channel 216 on Dish, many cable channels all around the country, or just continue listening right here at USA Radio. USA, USA, USA. It's war. I shall return. Times are changing. The circus of politics
healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
.com.